bring in Eric Rothgerry, the head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers. And, Coach, got to start. Your son-in-law, Corey Taylor, was the first guest for us. And Corey let us know that he kicked your butt in the preseason scrimmage. What's up with that?
Corey's just an unbelievably great coach. That's about all I can say. Did he tell you how he got throttled in fantasy football by me?
This is what he said. He said he kicked your butt in the scrimmage, and he said that you're not allowed to take his son, your grandson, out to eat anymore because they're a little concerned with what you're feeding that boy.
Well, a few trips to Golden Corral. That's how I built this body.
I want
to pass that on to my grandson.
Nutrition for champions right there.
That's for sure.
Well, Coach, last season, it ended in a heartbreaker over there at North Ridgeville. Myself and Jared were at that game. It was a fantastic season for you guys nonetheless, and you bring back a lot of talent from that team as well. You look at girls like Isabel Nieders, Carter McCray, I got to imagine just a lot of excitement and anticipation to get the season going
There is. We feel real good about the team that we have. We've felt like we've, in a short time, these couple of weeks, accomplished a lot. We got returned two starters, and they both were All-State in some form or fashion. Isabel's game has just, through the roof, gotten, markedly better than last year, which I thought was great last year. Carter has herself in great physical condition. She's done a lot to strengthen conditioning. I think it's going to help a lot. So, with those two on the floor, I feel like we bring back a lot of talent. But we have other pieces and parts that I think are going to look really good to people. We had a lot of kids that got opportunities to play last year. Nevaeh Sawyer played a lot on the varsity. Kamara played quite a bit. Maya Rivera played some. So some of those kids are going to really – develop into bigger roles this year, but we feel real good about where we're at.
You mentioned Carter. She just made a collegiate commitment, did she not?
Yeah, Carter's committed, and actually we'll do her signing on Wednesday with Northern Kentucky,
nice.
Which we're very happy for. She's, Carter can play all over the floor. We're talking about playing her a little bit at point guard this year. No, that was a joke.
I was about to say, wait a minute, what?
I asked Carter before we came.
News.
I said, Carter, what do you want me to say about you? She said, tell everybody I'm going to be a point guard. I tried to do it with a straight face, but she did have a nice coast-to-coast in our scrimmage the other day. She's actually worked a lot on her ball handling and getting to the basket, but she is a true post.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is having a post player like that do for you at the high school level?
Well, I'm just watching in our scrimmages, and we can play a lot tougher on ball defenses and take chances, because she's not going to leave the key much, and she's a rim protector in there too. Mm-hmm. She's got length. She can jump. She understands the game and can anticipate. So she can save a lot of mistakes defensively. Again, it allows us to play a lot more aggressively.
Rocco asked you about it to begin with. Talked about a little bit about the disappointment of the way last year ended, and the only reason I'm bringing it up is I wonder how much does that fuel the team that's coming back? Does that help when you're looking for a little extra motivation in the summer, or are they going halfway at a practice at some point? Can that help having a disappointment like they had?
I hope so. I know I haven't gotten over it, and I know I think about it a lot. I already had my phone out showing pictures a little bit earlier because, I'll never stop showing a picture at the end of that game.
Yeah.
But, it hurt. But, every season ends in a disappointment. Unless you win a state championship. I'm hoping that I can stick around long enough that I'm involved in a season that doesn't end in a disappointment. I jokingly say with the year we got down to Columbus and got sent home with COVID was the best ending we've ever had. As bad as that was, we actually ended the season on a win.
You didn't
lose.
Weird.
I'm half serious and half joking, but, it's always a tough ending to the season, whether it's a one-point game, a one-point loss, or a 10-point loss. It's a disappointing ending. So I guess back to your question, I think at some point it will fuel kids. I think some of them think about it, and we certainly don't talk about it or stress out about it, but as the tournament comes around, you start thinking about how did that end last year. I don't want it to end like that this year, that type of thing.
you lost a great player off last year's team. You know, Annika Bradell was just a tremendous athlete and player. How does that change the dynamic this year, and what are the expectations?
Well, I mean, yeah, Annika could do, I was going to say a little bit of everything, but she could do a lot of everything. And you know, only that, she was just a really hard worker, and it's like an easy kid to coach. And you know, when you're, you know, biggest, strongest, best player is working as hard as she does, would work every day at practice. That's the part that you probably miss the most. But we've got kids that are just, you know, stepping right in, and you know, it is like all of our best kids are hard workers. So that's kind of, I hope that's a legacy that Annika actually left with us, you know. She worked hard every day at practice.
What's the next step for Isabel Nieders as a player? I know we kind of talked about her a little bit already, but just seeing her last season and kind of the maturity in her game and the smoothness to it really stepped out to me, or stood out to me, I should say. So what's kind of the next step for her?
Well, if it stood out to you last year, you're really going to be impressed this year. Because one of the things about Isabel, she puts a lot of time and effort into her game. And she's worked really hard in the offseason. And, you know, from the end of last season in March till in the summer, I was like, wow, I cannot believe how much she's improved in the summer. And then just back at it here again in the fall. And, you know, she's a really good volleyball player, so we didn't see much of each other during the fall. But back at it now, I mean, she looks really good. And I think she's going to impress a lot of people. You know, she's – every part of her game, she can succeed at. I mean, she can knock down the three. She can get to the basket. She's got a nice floater. She can post somebody up. She can get downhill. I can't really come up with the weakness. I'm sure there's good coaches like Corey Taylor here that can probably find a weakness. But short of that, she's gonna be tough to stop this year.
Similar game plan for you guys on offense and defense with the up and down, the tempo. And
yeah,
everything?
I mean, we're gonna definitely have we're hoping to have even a greater tempo this year. I mean, we've got probably 7, 8, 9 kids that are going to be in the mix.
Okay.
And so we're going to try to get up and down the floor to run. And, you know, when Carter's out, we'll have no size on the floor. So we're going to have to figure out some things to pick up the tempo.
A little small ball then from the EC Panthers.
It will be. I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while. I think, man, it's just been a while. I can't even go back that far.
How deep's this team? I mean, one of the things
I think we could probably get to 9.
Okay.
And maybe solid. Maybe more. We have two young freshmen that'll be dressing varsity. And so I think, you know, they're both guards, but Gabby Rodriguez and Amaya Smith are two young freshmen that'll be up there with the group. So as quickly as we can get them integrated, that'll probably keep making us deeper. But I think 9 or 10, probably.
Well, we've got you opening night, the day before Thanksgiving. We've got you as you guys are at the DeFranco tournament, taking on Midview. So we look forward to it.
That should be a lot of fun.
That will be a good
Midview's
one.
Obviously just loaded. They've got a lot of quality players. Obviously, our coach, Brittany. I coached at Elyria Catholic, and I have a really good relationship with Brittany. So we're looking forward to it. I think we're between two boys games, so
you are.
We should have a nice crowd out there. It should be an exciting way to get
Mary Mang and Carter down low. That'll be a fun one.
It was fun last year with them. You know, it was a good matchup for them last year. They both had some ups and downs in that game, so it was a lot of fun last year. Look forward to it this year.
And the good news is you mentioned your son-in-law a couple of times, and he tells us in his busy off season that you're going to be a grandpa again.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I will admit that's the one thing Corey has done well.
Hey, I don't know how to follow that up. Yeah. We're going to let Eric.
Hey, thank you guys, and hey, thanks for everything you guys do for Lorain County High School sports.
That's our pleasure. That's Eric Rothgary, the veteran head coach of the Elyria Catholic Lady Panthers. We're going to